Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, Puss, why do I want to poop in stores? I don't poop in stores. I don't want to.
I think we just established last week that you're always pooping in stores.
But I'm not. But well, if I gotta go, I've said that I'm not one of those kind of guys that if I have to hop in a car and drive 20 miles home. If I gotta go to the bathroom, I'm going to the bathroom. Yeah. Now, granted, not a gas station, not a crappy bar. I would never sit down in any of those kind of places. No, for sure. But you know, a nice restaurant and the convenience stores, those bathrooms are always really clean too. If you gotta go, you gotta go.
You know? Well, apparently lots of people report that coffee shops and bookstores.
Well, coffee runs your poop.
Well, and that's
you start drinking coffee, you got to poop.
That's part of it. They say that, you know, of course, coffee's been known to stimulate contractions in the colon, speeds up digestion. And it's I didn't know this. They say even if you don't drink it, if you're just
smell it,
it can be airborne, basically.
Secondhand coffee?
Right.
Yeah, but the theory behind this is it's shopping. It makes people poop.
There's some of that too.
While you're walking,
yeah,
you're walking like you walk in. You're bending over.
Cinnabon, you know.
You know. Your things are getting moving.
You're bending over. You're squatting down. You're trying to.
Well,
poop.
If you're at a store, you know, and there's something down on a lower shelf.
You're moving things around. You're right in your system. Yeah. Right.
But they also say that bookstore. They say there's a theory that the smell of ink and paper has a natural laxative effect. Although that hasn't been thoroughly studied, they say.
Mimeograph machine as kids, we'd sniff that stuff and they handed them out.
Was it like a line of Coke? You just immediately had to go poop?
Everybody put their papers by their nose.
I don't recall having to poop afterwards.
No, I think we had more control of our sphincters back in those days. We do now, Todd. You know.
I think there's anybody who's pooping in a public place who wanted to do that.
Not want to, but you have to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just your day's a little worse now.
Right.
Yep, leaning forward or being hunched over while shopping for books massages the digestive organs. Oh, that sounds good right now.
Yeah, it does.
And leads to an easier time passing a bowel movement.
Right. Yeah, they also say some people, you know, there's, you know, the social anxiety if they're, you know, if they don't like being out in public. Yeah. That can stimulate things to go, I got to go now.
And so,
I always give a courtesy flush out those places too, because I don't want that place destroyed right away. Somebody keep walking
that's
in.
That's nice.
The doctor says feeling relaxed or anxious by shopping can bring.
Yeah, or maybe you're somebody who really loves shopping and it really relaxes you, and then all of a sudden I got
to
poop.
Well, for Todd, it's going to work. You poop as soon as you get here, man.
I do.
Yeah. But that's, I think that's just more of a timing of being out of bed.
That's the morning constitution.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car.
That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Is anybody ever in there at that time? We're here early, and the office is around the building.
No, but there was
open.
A brief moment where both Puss and I were in the bathroom this morning, so no one was running the store. There was no one.
Was your door open?
In this space. Well, no, because
Todd used to poop with the door open.
No, right. He doesn't do that anymore.
I generally close the door anymore.
Yeah, because it's public now.
Right? it looked a little conspicuous.
Although at the radio station, it's public too, Todd. They're your coworkers.
Right. But, you know, the other place, I just wanted to get the TV people talking.
They talked about us no matter what, Todd.
We've established you had claustrophobia. That's why you don't want to close that one, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And I'm kind of with Todd because two studios ago...
That was a small toilet hole.
And
right,
if you remember, one of those, the one on the left,
it was
off-center.
Yep.
Shift.
You had, like, the left side of you was basically leaning up against the stall wall. Right, you had to sit on that thing kind of, you know, angled to the right.
That was weird.
It was very weird.
It was some bad engineering.
It was terrible.
Bad design.
It was like they put up the dividers
without measuring.
I don't know. It was dumb.
Yeah.
Well, I could see why Todd wanted to leave the door open.
But people, because there was a lot of people working there then at the time, and I remember people would come back and say, especially to tell you, Push, look at,
yeah,
why does Todd poop with the door open?
Because that's what Todd does.
Claustrophobia.
Yeah.
That's what he
does. As with most things where the question started with, why does Todd, I don't know. I don't
Same
know.
Answer. Yeah.
Yeah, why do people ask me? Nobody comes to me.
Well, they never come to us.
Yeah.
That's because we were telling them at that time they needed to avert their gaze and walk to the other side of the hallway if they saw you.
Well, we had, remember Jimmy Casino would tell people that the dividers were up because I look at people's wieners.
Yeah, that was that same bathroom, too.
He would tell new people that came to the stage. Once I found that, I just laughed. Perfect. I didn't care. Man.
Yeah, that was that same bathroom, that divider.
All these interns are in there thinking I'm going to look at their wiener, right?
That's the Tyler divider, so that he can't see your junk when you're peeing next to him.
No, they're everywhere, by the way. They're everywhere. You
know? Well, and never mind, he was in charge of hiring people.
I know.
So he could hire people, and then right on their first day, hey, be careful. Tyler
poops with the door open. Tyler looks at your wiener.
Yeah.
Right,
right, right. Tyler likes to look at your junk when you're peeing.
He used to tell people, by the way, not to talk to us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He would tell them all kinds of things.
It's awesome.